Tamid chapter 3, Mishnah 2, Amalema Mamoina, and then he would say to them, Tzu'u Uru'u. After they did the lottery, he would say to them, go out and see if the time for slaughtering has arrived. Because you couldn't slaughter at night, you weren't allowed to do it, so they had to wait until daybreak. So he said to them, go check if it's daybreak. So imigia, if it was daybreak, haroi omer barka, then the person who saw, who went up and checked, he would say barkai, which means to sparkle. And according to this opinion, so it was just the first sparkle of dawn. That's all they needed in order for them to be allowed to sacrifice, just the first sparkle of dawn. But Maaseh ben Shmuel Omer, he said, no, ha'er p'nai kol ha'mizrach. So it wasn't good enough just for a sparkle. The whole eastern side of the sky had to light up. So it was just that the dawn had to progress. So at least the eastern side of the sky had to light up. Adshua Chevron, and then the person would ask them, has it reached Chevron? Which the Kaat explains was invoked in the merit of our forefathers who were buried there. So he would say to the guy shouting down, he would shut up, has it arrived? The guy would shout, yes. So he would say, has it reached Chevron? Yeah. V'hu omer hein, and he would say yes, and then that would indicate that it was now time to go out and bring the first of the morning offerings.